We're going to have to look at this second one now. Possession, ownership, rights, mine, me, everything that has self at the centre of it. And we're going to have to face the fact that love as we know it, as we understand it in our natural man, is about the most self-centred thing that you can ever come up against. To give you an example, many years ago, before I was a Christian, my husband was late home on Christmas Eve, and I feared that something might have happened to him, and I thought, oh, how awful that would be, how it would spoil my Christmas forever and ever if anything had happened to him on Christmas Eve. You can immediately see that my concern was actually not for him and his welfare, but for how it would impact upon me. And that is what our natural love is like. It's how it's going to impact on me what's going to happen now. Yes, secondarily, we're concerned about the other person, but majorly, we are concerned about how it's going to affect me. Measure that, if you will, against the Father sending his Son to die for us. Those who were never actually going to respond to him without him giving the faith first. Because we are so self-centred, there is absolutely no way that any one of us would have responded to Jesus without Father even giving us the ability to do so. One of the first giants we will come against is the giant of self-centeredness and the giant of possessiveness within us. And we do need to recognise it's there, because if we don't and we're in denial about it, we will never come in to loving one another, as God is constantly enjoining us to do. Beloved, love one another. We'll look more at this tomorrow.